Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Now listen, we're gonna go and sleep, but I want us to hear from, how many want to hear from Reverend Ike? I mean, the way he has come from Accra and there, you have to hear from him. You know, so I want us to prepare our hearts. He's not going to talk for a very long time. Okay, I know that we are tired, we want to go and sleep early. So Reverend Ike, please, do you promise to speak short so that we can come tomorrow early? And please put your hands together for him. Reverend Ike.
Hallelujah. Amen. Reverend William, thank you so much for making us understand giving ourselves holy. And young people, I believe that this is a rare opportunity we have, okay, to learn this thing. A lot of people who know or who now understand why they must give themselves holy, they understood it when they were old. Do you understand? And I believe that if you can understand this thing now, what we are explaining, your lives, they will be better. Say amen. You see, why will we live wherever we are and come and explain this thing to you? It's so that you grow up and become better children. Do you understand what you are trying to say? Yeah. I'm saying that a lot of people who understood this phrase, give thyself holy, they will tell you that they understood it when they were old. And you see, like Bishop said, he said that a lot of our parents, they have lived their lives already. If your father says you buy aeroplane, it's possible it won't happen. If your father says he wants to be a medical doctor, if your father is not a doctor, but he says he wants to be a medical doctor in 3 years' time, it won't happen. Or when he says in future, which future again? Your mother, this is her future. Or you don't get it. But your future is yet to come. Say amen. Yeah. And so we are at it. And look, in these few days, we'll keep in these few days, today, tomorrow, today, to few hours. And we want it to enter you. We want you to understand what we are here to say. We want you to grow up giving yourselves wholly, 100%. Listen, anybody writing exams, your aim, even those who have not learned, their expectation is that they'll get what? 100%. I'm telling you. All of you have written exams. If you have written exams before, show by hands. You have written exams before. How many of you are expected to get 30 when you are going to write the exams? Including those of you who didn't learn. Lift up your hands. Everybody was thinking to get what? 100. And as you are writing the exams, everyone thinks that their answer is correct. Until the teacher marks it. Everybody, that's why we have different answers to the same question. But we want you to grow up. As you are growing up, one of the things we want you to know is that there is something in Christianity called giving yourself wholly to God. And it's a core mass you have to learn. Yeah. It's part of the subject you have to learn as a Christian. You don't grow up before you get to know that you have to give yourself wholly to God. Hallelujah. But I will be talking about examples of young people who gave themselves wholly. How many of you think they gave themselves 100%? How many of you think it's a good idea? Yeah. You see, what example does is that example helps you to understand something better. Example also helps you to know that this thing, it can be done and it's possible. Or you don't understand? Yeah. Look, if your father is a doctor, the chances that you also become a doctor is high. That's what you are seeing at home. That is what you are seeing. So, young people in the Bible who gave themselves holy. You see, what we are talking about, you think that this thing is for some bishops who want to go on missions. Yeah. And they need bishops to go on missions on full time. It's like, we are telling you to come full time. Now, me, am I in full time? I'm not in full time. Why will I ask you to come to full time? We are not here to tell you to come to full time. I'm sure anybody listening to us online, as you are listening to me online, and you have seen this thing, give thyself holy, you'll be wondering what we came to tell the children. One time, one safe pastor was preaching. The title of the preaching was The Road to Calvary. And was telling the children that they should come to full time. But he the safe pastor, he wasn't full time. Give yourselves all. Jesus requires 100% of your lives. Jesus requires what? 100%. 100%. The way you are looking for 100% arise and shine. Ra. See me and see. Hey, see me and see. 100%. And you are sleeping 100%. Anything you do from today, it must be what? 100%. Yeah, 100. Look, when it is not 100%, it is not it. Yeah. Your heart must be inside 100%. Your mind must be inside 100%. And we are saying that if it is for Jesus. What's your name? Lovely. Daphne. Nice names. We should have nice names here. Church there, Kweku and Kujo and young people in the Bible who gave themselves holy. If you see a young, if I mention the name, if the person is a young person and the person gave himself or herself holy, don't you think it's possible that you can also do the same thing? It's possible. It's possible. The first guy, you'll be shocked. The first guy who gave himself holy in the Bible was a small boy. A small boy. Everybody say a small boy. Oh, I can't say a small boy. He gave himself holy. Give me John chapter 6. John 6. Oh, I should read here. Verse 6. Let's go to verse 6. So this was about Jesus when he has preached to 5,000. He has preached to the people. I think 5,000. This is where he fed 5,000 men without women and children. They didn't count women and children. But even women and children, they eat more than men. Women and children, they eat. Women eat. As they are cooking, they are thirsty. By the time the food is filling, they have eaten half. Then children, every 2 hours, they have to eat. Every 2 hours. A normal man, a normal human being, who is a man, 3 times a day. In that, because sometimes we struggle to eat and all that. Two. You have school fees to pay, you are eating 3 times. You have school fees to pay, you have rent to pay, electricity bill, you are eating 3. Hey, what type of father are you? So a normal man, two. By you children, as you are going to school, hey, you eat breakfast, we give you snack, first break, you eat. Break before break, you eat. After break, lunch, you eat. You see that girl, she's nodding her head. By the time you come back, you are full. Amen. So, yeah, money for both floats. You see? That's why a lot of fathers, we don't want you in our cars. Because anything you see, no, daddy, then you have to buy. God will prosper. Say amen. So Jesus fed 5,000 men. Now, go down and let's see. So at the point, he was asking that, the people are a lot. What should we do? Where are we going to get food from? And where they were, they were far from. Look, can you imagine one person taking 5,000 people to KFC? It's not children, no men. 5,000 men to KFC. Even your father, three of you, he's struggling. Because the KFC money, when we put it together, we can buy rice and do stew and eat it for 3 days. Hey, what is KFC? So he was asking. He said, Philip answered, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. After doing church, the people say they are hungry. You want to give them a little. It won't happen. Next, verse. One of the disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, answered unto him, there is a lad here. Everybody said, there is a lad here. Said there is a, this is where the good news came from. Said there is a lad here. Maybe the lad you think is ladder. Give me another version. He said, there's a ladder here. No, this is not a ladder. Do you have NLT? It's only this one you have. Hey, Sammy. Sammy, please help me. When we finish, I'll give you money. There is a young boy here. Everybody say, a young boy here. Say, a young boy here. Jesus said, he's wild. With 5 loaves and 2. Why are they saying 2 fish? Fishes or fish? It's the Bible. Anything the Bible says is correct. Hey, Makani Yekra. 2 fish. 2 fish. Ever say 2 fish? My exams don't write 2 fish. Exams, church is 2 fish. My exam school say 2 fishes. Exams is 2 fishes. Church is 2 fish. But what is good? But what is good is. But what good is that with this huge crowd? Now, 2 loaves, 5 loaves and 2 fishes. How does it help 5,000 men plus children plus women? Listen. Last. Everybody say last. Everybody say last show. Say last show. The boy gave his lunch out for Jesus. Clap for the boy. He gave his lunch. He gave it. That is why this story is written here. And the boy's name appeared in verse 9 because he gave his lunch out. Look, the boy could have run away. When Andrew saw him, he said, hey, you have bread. He said, please. The boy could have said, I won't give. Nobody will do him anything. It's his lunch. It's my lunch. I won't give my lunch out. Jesus will come and beg. He say, hey, it's my mother. The other thing can be that when they forced to take the bread, he will cry. Can you imagine after service, I've catch this boy. I'm collecting 20 Ghana from his pocket and he's crying. But the pastor came from Accra. Why does he have transport? Why is he collecting the boys 20 Ghana? But the small boy, the young boy, Bible said that he gave his lunch. He gave everything. Because it is not written anywhere that he gave 2 loaves and 1 fish. Whatever the guy had, he gave all. If this boy can give whatever he had to Jesus, I believe that you can also give whatever you have to Jesus. And Jesus requires 100%. Jesus, that's what Jesus wants. He gave all. I don't know whether that was all that the mother gave him. Maybe he ate and that was what was left. But when Jesus appeared on the scene, Bible said that he gave all. May you give your all to Jesus. Oh, I said, may you give 100% to Jesus. Young people, just like this boy in John chapter 6, verse 9, give whatever you have. If he can do it, it is possible with you. Say amen. I said it is possible with you. You can give your voice. See, some of you, I know you dance at funerals, you dance at parties, you dance at school graduation, but when it is church, you can't dance. You give your all to your headmaster. Give your all. Some of you, when we see you in school, the things you can do, And when you appear in church, the things you cannot do, it's night and day. May you become like this young boy. Say, I am this young boy. I will give my all to Jesus. Yeah. And Andrew saw the guy. He said, hey, you have bread. Break it. So, it's for Jesus. Give it to Jesus. And Jesus multiplied it. That is how come we have this story that you are reading. If a young boy can do the same, if a young boy can do this, what's your name? Ajua Smart. Adoma. Adoma, you can do the same thing. He's a young boy. Young boy. With 5 loaves and 2 fishes. May you give your 5 loaves. I said, may you give your 5 loaves. And may you give your 2 fishes. Everything to Jesus. Everything. Everything. From today. Listen. Anything you are doing, give everything. Some of you dance in the dancing style so that they will see you. That's your aim. God, the guy is not seeing you well. And when we give you the chance, like, it's Michael's, just like you have to Michael's us so that we see that you are around. May you give your all. I said, may you give your what? All. Say 100%. Say 100%. Say operation 100%. Give. You think I come to say, go to Mozambique and go and be a missionary? No. The first thing is that whatever you have, give it to Jesus first. You understand? Yeah. As you are growing up, you should learn it, that whatever you have, you are giving everything to God 100%. When you grow small, you come and meet a certain phrase they call, half education is poison. Shall I say it again? Half education is poison. If you have a very good English teacher to explain it to you, I'm not here to explain that one. But anything you do half-heartedly, you will never profit from that thing. If you like, ask people who do business. Today you are selling foods. Tomorrow you are selling gobe. The next day you are selling a Brony Cartier. The next day you are selling this. Every week you are changing whatever you are selling. You will never make it. But if you decide to sell pure water, you can sell pure water and build a story building. Because you are concentrating and you are giving yourself wholly. Those of you who don't do well in school, it's because of the way you go to school. You go Monday, Tuesday, you don't go. Go Monday, Tuesday, you say your stomach. Wednesday, your stomach. Thursday, you go. Friday, there's a funeral, you are going. If you go to school like this, how will you understand quadratic equation? How will you understand simultaneous equation? How will you understand photosynthesis? How will you understand chemical equation? How will you understand our world, our people? I mean, you understand anything. How will you understand, Sir Gordon Godgesbeck, the born of 1844? How will you understand the achievement of Osei Tutu? the day they are teaching the thing, you were not in school. But the people who do well, and they become first in school, they are the people who give themselves wholly to the school. You see, 6 o'clock, the school bag is behind him as if he's a tourist. He's on his way already. You 9 o'clock, you are chasing Bola Bed, and you now get to school around 11:30. Of what use? What good is this behavior to your education? May you give yourself all. Everybody say all. Oh, that's why there's a song. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Sometimes you understand the words. Wake up. I give myself away. If I don't play, even my voice is piano. Can you hear? I stand, my life. Wait. Lord, wait. Pause it. Lord, my life is in your hand. If your life is in somebody's hand, that's 100%. If my life is in your hands, if my life, where's your friend? What's his name? Cuckoo. Cuckoo's life is in his father's hands. How he will sleep on his bed today is in his father's hand. If the father decides that I'm taking my car away, we'll come and find him here tomorrow morning. Yeah, this is what he 100%. He's totally depending on his father, 100%. Whatever he will eat tomorrow, he doesn't care. His school fees, he doesn't care. Whether rent has expired, electricity is finished, he doesn't care. Everything, 100% of the father. May your life be so. May you grow up as a young Christian, knowing that if it must be for Christ, then it must be 100%. Anything less than 100% is not fit to be given to Christ. If it is not 100, if it is not 100, everybody say, if it is not 100, then it is not fit for Christ. Your voice, 100%. The next person, then I'm giving you just two. Let me just skip this one. Just skip this one. And go and see somebody gave himself. This guy too is a good person. Samuel. Everybody say Samuel. Samuel gave himself. Look, when before Samuel was born, his mother promised. Go to 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 11. The mother made a vow. 1 Samuel 1, verse 11. The mother made a vow that, look, this my son, I'll dash him to the church. Yeah. When parents are looking for children and they don't get, they say things so. When parents are looking for children, they don't get them. The promises they make. And she made this vow. She said, oh Lord, Almighty, if you look down upon my sorrow and answer my prayer and give me a son, then I will give him back to you. He will be for you for his entire lifetime. You see what people say? Some of you, before you came, do you know what your parents said? They drank oil. Oh God, God, God. See them at prayer meetings on the certain park midnight. Oh Lord, give me a son or I die. A son or I die. Every month, Bia, she will check pregnancy. Go back. Oh, you have taken my scripture. Hey, Sammy, your money don't come. He will be yours for his entire lifetime. And as a sign that he has been dedicated to the Lord, his hair will never. So this was a promise Hannah made. Say, look, if I give birth to a son, some of you, your parents have said that if they give birth to you, they'll dash you to the church. They dash you. That's why we four times in the week, we can only get you to come twice. That is even the dashing, we dash you to the, and if we didn't dash you to the church, the wallahi, why like you shy. So, ever say so? Samuel was born. You see, God, when you make a promise to him, he will honor his part. Samuel was born. And then when Samuel was born, what happened? Samuel was giving church. The mother honored her vow. Then go to 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1. What happened to Samuel? I'm closing. 3 verse 1. So, if you give me this one, I don't like. Give me NLT, King James. And now, the man I'll give it as reduced. And the child Samuel, who, the first one was a young boy who gave his lunch. Now, the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord. Before you will minister to the Lord, you must give your all. Why do you think we are here? We gave ourselves to take her from Accra to Koforidua. I'm not coming to chase a girl. Do you know what it means to leave Kumasi to Koforidua? One of the days we went to Tamale. Anyway. So as I sat in the bus and I was coming, I said, me Kra, who have sent me? Accra to Tamale to go and preach and then come back. One day, one day, I went to Kumasi to go and preach. I think that's last 2 years was when I came there. I went with aeroplane. Everybody say aeroplane. Took flight. Went to preach. I have to take aeroplane again and come to Accra. Whilst I was at the airport, then I met a certain bishop. Everybody say, a certain bishop. He said, hey, Reverend Ike. I said, yes, bishop. He said, what are you doing here? So I came to have a conference with our church, our children's church here in Kumasi. He said, ah, and you took aeroplane, children's program, you took aeroplane? I said, yes. Bishop, you two, what did you come to do here in Kumasi? He said, Eric, I came for a funeral. I said, you took aeroplane because of a dead body. I said, to some dead body, you took aeroplane to come, and you are taking aeroplane to go. He laughed. No, the person has died. Oh. Me, the people, they've not died. Then his flight was, I think, 30 minutes before my flight. Then he left when it was. So as I sat in the airport, I was going, I said, ah, Ikra, what have I said? But when I thought of it, I said, yeah, I've given a good answer. You took a flight to Kumasi to attend FINRA. And I also took aeroplane to Kumasi to go and preach. But it looks like the preaching is not the problem, but the fact that it's children, then there's a problem with it. But there's child Samuel, Bible said that he ministered unto the Lord. You see, there's difference between performance. I tell people all this. There's difference between a performance and a ministration. What Shatawale, Stoneboy, Kwame Yuji, and those people, what they do, they are performing. But what you do in church, it is called ministration. You are a dancing star. You are ministering to the people. You are a chorister. You are ministering praise and worship. You are ministering. And for you to minister, you must give yourself 100% before you can minister to the Lord.
I'll sleep already. I'll close here tomorrow.
Ever say 100%. Say 100%. Listen, you cannot do anything for God that will please God when it is not 100% done. Anything that is below 100%, I tell you the truth. God will not be happy with it. Yeah. Grow up and learn it. As you are growing up, learn it from today. Save church, learn it. Young people, learn it. That if it must be for God, then it must be 100%. Give yourself. You see, the word there, holy, means 100%. Holy. Everybody say holy. Give yourself. Yourself. Give what? Self. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. He gave himself. He gave himself. He gave himself. May you give yourself. Say amen. I said, may you give yourself. Part of your life must not be for the devil. Part of your life must not be for social media. Part of your life must not be for foolishness. Your life. Your life. All of you here. Life. You think I don't understand what I'm doing here? Life must be for God. May you grow up knowing God. I say, may you grow up loving God and giving Him hand. See, when you grow up small, and you start having beloveds, you understand this, give yourself holy. Okay. Calling us. My beloved is chasing another girl. When you don't give yourself holy, then you are cheating. Many of you say you love God, but you are cheating on God. You are cheating. You are cheating on God with the devil. You are cheating on God. Some of you, the music on your phone, it tells me you are cheating on God. Cheating. Cheating. The pornography you watch, the videos you watch on TikTok, it tells me that you are seriously cheating on God. The type of movies you watch, you have not given yourself wholly. You have just given part of your heart. You have divided your heart into four. One is for God. One is for the devil. One is for your Okada boyfriend. This is your Okada boyfriend whose hair is like corn beef. Even his boxers, we can't tell the color. Just a boat. When you do, boom, then you are sitting behind it. You are feeling good. I feel good. Pa-na-na-na-na. But God requires all. Ever say all. Say all. From today, may you grow up giving your all to God. Like the young boy in John 6 and Samuel in 1 Samuel. May you give your all to Christ. Viewers, this is all time will allow us. Until tomorrow morning, when we come your way with this same program at 8 a.m., this has been your regular host, Reverend E. K. Dr. Makani Yekra, Dr. E. K. Kole. God bless you. Stand to your feet. I gave myself away so you can lift up your hands to me. I gave myself away. I gave myself away. Oh, lift up your hands and sing. Who is helping me with that singing? Away, so you can use to you. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. That's why our bishops, they don't mind us. And they are who the one gonna buy it? Light now, but now I'm saying. Bishop, they don't mind because your income is not good. That's why you had, you don't know how, you don't even see any pastor in Safe Church who is a full timer. Now, me back full time, I'm one city, never sue me. I mean, bag, I'm for bag, no. Send me home, I'm my offering. I'm on my offering. See, and you think that when you grow up, you give offering. If you don't give when you are young, when you grow up too, you won't give. A lot of your parents, they don't give offering. Telling you, I don't pastor adult church, but I know. Don't give. I won't buy a phone. Lift up your offering. Hey, Makande, money am I no susu? Hey, Makande. Makande. Oh, I'm not seeing any reaction. It's like nobody. Or you are giving momo. You are doing momo. Now, how for me? Who? He be out. Yes, the president. Remember how Wednesday went to him anyway. Wednesday. Father, we thank you for our offering. Pray. May you bless it. May you anoint it. In Jesus' name. Amen. 20 cities, 10 cities. 20 cities, 10 cities, 5 cities. 4 cities, 3 cities, 2 cities, 1 city. Come. Hey. Me and Blue. Remember, I won't come here again. I'm not feeling the offering ground. Charlie, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Any offering you have, just bring it. Any amount you have, just come. God bless you. All of you giving the offering, you are giving yourself and you are giving your money. This is your lunch you are giving to Jesus. Nice one. If you don't have money, borrow from your friend. Borrow from your friend. God bless you. Yeah, God bless you. 50 cities now. 5 cities now. Here we go. But I want you to give, to sow a special seed tomorrow. That when people watch what we do, they think we are mad, but we know what we are doing. I know my level. So we there was some. Where there was some. I give myself away there. Now you come. I know my level. Then what Jaffa? Oh, umbra. Conference participants. Wallahi, Allah, Allah, Shai. Conference for no. Oh, you have killed my sound. Oh, I beg you, my pon. Why? My pon. Go for your phone. My pon. Is there a curfew in town? There's no curfew. Now, I want you to sow a seed. Never say a seed. Say a seed. Yeah. I want everybody here to sow a seed of 20 Ghana cedis tomorrow. Ever say tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow I will take this offering and I'll pray. And you are writing on it, I am giving myself holy. I'm giving myself what? Holy. 20 cities, come. Everybody, I'm not tearing it down to 10 cities. It's a special 20 cedis. Tomorrow, if you are coming for the conference, you bring it. Take it from your mother. Take it from your father. 20 cedis. God bless you. Give me myself holy. If you bring 30 cedis and I open, I'll give your 10 cedis back to you. It's 20 cedis. 20. God bless you. No, so those who are sitting down, they are saying what? You want to take two? Jesus. Ah. Oh, Superman, then number from why? We'll be the offering too now. Oh, boy, they say, oh, boy, and then I'm where Muha pastors here preaching and Muha cry, dear and cry. Reggie, Moji. Now, quite instrumental is a form of hard drink crowd. 20, you'll be at 20. Made a GG. And I'm Muha drink cry. Hey, we are no 40-40. Be at 40-40. Or you beg, and then we are to 2020. Or Chirame Jimudia is special. You are four. What's your name? Eh? Holali. David. iPhone. Eh? Alfred. David. Two David, one Holali, and one Alfred. Tomorrow, sharp. Who say you want to take two? Jesus. I see something. And tomorrow when you come, I'll tell you that. Do two. My God. Shy. Tomorrow I'll tell you what it is. One. 20 Ghana. 20. I said what? Not two cities, I said what? 20. My God, Christ, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Are you coming? I feel that my titties will say, who? 10 cities, Mumbra. 10 cities. That's the last one, 10 cities. Oh, give me more envelope. 10 cities. Say, I am giving myself holy. 10 cities. God bless you. Tomorrow, I'll pray a special two. If you are here, you don't get envelope, there's something wrong. You want to give yours right now. Oh, put it inside. You are a Christian. You to two. Two. Hey, Charlie, the people are saying two, eh? Tomorrow, special anointing service. Two. 10 cities. And write on it. What are you writing on it? I am giving myself, you want one, two? Two, okay. But those of you taking the two, is for who and who? You and who? You and your husband. Six. You and your brother. But where is your brother? He's asleep. And he can come, he should come here. There's an anointing here, there's power here. Okay, now lift up your envelopes. Ah, you don't have envelope. But why? More you come. Ah! Don't say this thing here. Lift up your envelopes. Ah, so the people don't have the envelope. What do they mean? Ah, you people, you don't have envelope. Ah, tomorrow you know who come. Eh? Ah, go for their flowers. Come on, G. Why? It's for God. Love gifts, eh? Have you taken some? Are you, but you love God here? Lift up your envelope. Lift up your envelope. Say, I am giving myself holy. Say, I'm giving myself holy. In Jesus' name. Amen. Till tomorrow, we shall meet. God bless you. Put your hands together for the Lord. And put your hands together for our MC. God bless you.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.